Welcome to the Canva Creative Cabana. My name is Jimmy. I'm the Global Head of Experiential Marketing.
Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
You
for
are
having
the
me.
King of all of this, so thank you. We're going to start off with a few quick fire questions, though. What do you do? But explain it to me as if I'm a 10-year-old.
Yeah, okay, cool. So my title on paper is Global Head of Experiential Marketing. Experiential is like a fancy word for events, pop-ups, experiences. I am responsible for figuring out how the Canva brand comes to life IRL, which is the most dope job in the world.
What does, it's a money question, what do you think the highest earner can make in this in a job like yours?
I think it depends on the company, certainly, but I think highest earner could probably be making 300 grand, 325 grand.
Yeah.
It's a big job, and it's not just like, you know, I know the name is misleading. Experiential is not just about moments in time, right? It's about the full event ecosystem. It's looking after how social plays in, how campaigns play in, and it's looking after a massive marketing mix that is not just about popping up events and then tearing them down. It's an entire ecosystem that you're building. So it's a really large role, and what I certainly don't take lightly.
Slack or Zoom?
Oh, Slack, 100%, without hesitation.
What's your favorite creative hack?
Honestly, this may be cliche, but ChatGPT. The unlocks that I've had with AI and ChatGPT have actually been amazing, and I'm a big fan. Okay.
What's the one creative book or book that you think people should read?
I most recently read Bob Iger's book, Ride of a Lifetime, which was like his kind of like autobiography, but like really covered the years of his like serving as CEO of Disney, and I am a big Disney fan. I admire their creativity, I admire their imagination, I admire the journey that company has been on, specifically Bob Iger's role in evolving them, and it was just really fascinating to read about, yeah, how he kind of like rose to the company, kind of like how he thinks about his leadership style, how he pushes the team. It was really fascinating.
What's one trend that you severely dislike?
Run clubs. Why are we like, stop, just stop running. Not everyone calm down.
What's one low light and one highlight of Canva?
Every party here, everything you go to, whether somebody says it's a lunch or somebody says it's a dinner, it's just a tray of like fucking past finger food sandwiches on white bread that comes around once, or like a cheeseburger slider, and you never see it again. And I want nothing more than to sit at a table and eat a pizza. It's all I want. Highlight has really been like coming here every year, seeing how all the brands show up on the Quest set, like how experiential comes to life.
What is your life slogan?
I approach a lot of my life by saying yes, which is email, website, which has its ups and its downs. Certainly it gets me in trouble, but I feel like just being open and saying yes to things, whether that's like new opportunities, whether that be personally, professionally, with friends, going on the trip, buying the plane ticket, has led to so many fulfilling experiences for me personally, that like I do try and approach my life in place of like being open and excited to do things, and say yes to things. And like that's, you know, that's really like clean and easy and simple and probably boring, but just like, yeah.
What is this little duckling?
It was gifted to me literally this morning, maybe 15 minutes ago, from our agency public school, and it was gifted to me as a sailor because I'm the captain of the ship here. And now he's just like he's a friend, but I feel like I'll be taking around with me everywhere. It also has a little bit of a Canva nod. Rubber duck is like low-key Canva's mascot a little bit. It's like one of the Easter eggs that we have in the product. So it's got a double meaning. I haven't named him yet, so if you have any suggestions.
What's the weirdest thing, most unhinged thing you've used ChatGPT for?
I had a full conversation with ChatGPT about an experiential activation that was a data strip show. It was opening up a strip club that was about looking behind data and getting into like the numbers that made up like data visualization and sheets. And now my entire ChatGPT personality is this data strip show that ChatGPT and I spoke about once, and it comes up in every single conversation we have.